सीताराम सत श्री अकाल, जय गुरुदाता, साई राम, अस्सलाम वालेकुम एवरीबॉडी, वेलकम टू शब्दम रेडियो ने सैटरडे. We are broadcasting live in Toronto on WTOR 770 AM. I want to say hello to Master Control, our friends on 770. And by the way, the management and staff of 770 AM WTOR want to let all our listeners, because you know they have non-stop programming throughout the week and weekend. We are just here from 1 to 3 on 770. Of course, we continue on shopdomradio.com. But to all the beautiful listeners on 770 AM, but to all the producers, welcome, welcome indeed. As we say hello and welcome to our loyal listeners, you know who you are. But of course, we want to always welcome those who message us and checking in on us always. Meena and Frit, always here with us. Jai Sitaram. And what a program we have lined up for you today. Do stay with us. And why not invite a friend to join us? www.shabdamradio.com. Anywhere in the world, guys. Anywhere in the world. Want to welcome West Indian friends that cares. Now, they truly cares. And watch out, we have some information to share with you. Some nice times coming, of course. With good weather, good things are happening. Good things are coming your way. This is Shabdam Radio, and we get started with some beautiful music. I want to say a welcome and a warm welcome to Gary and Nicola, Wayne and Anna and their family, always locked on. How about my brother out in Niagara Falls, Vikram, how are you? Shabdam Radio is up and running. Please help us spread the word. www.shabdamradio.com, 770 WTOR, locally right here. And of course on your telephone, 647-872-4900, 872-4900.
से भी गहरा एक मासूम सा चेहरा
beautiful music. Want to say hello and welcome to Darian Devika. You know, some of the listeners that go cruising around this time just to listen to the program. Well, with the price of gas, listen, we have to compensate and make sure we keep you company, right, Devika? So you won't feel too bad that you're driving and the old big V8 vehicles you got there. I know Derry doesn't spare anything when it comes to taking care of his queen. Hey, Shabnam Radio, keeping you company. My name is Richard Aziz, and the telephone number to reach me at the studio, 416-848-7772. That's 416-848-7772. And by the way, did I tell you? Ramraji Prabhu is coming to town, yeah. Well, she was recently crowned the new Chutney Soka monarch queen, but she has been dishing out hits over the years, and of course, she'll be coming alongside another queen indeed, Savita Singh. They're coming into town, so stay tuned. We'll tell you more about that. And of course, coming up is the Hanuman Chalisa today, so stand by. It's coming up shortly. Welcome, everybody. Brother Vikram, I see that you're checking in. Welcome, Brother Arif. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome. And Darian Devika, where are you guys heading today? Are you at home or just cruising? This is 770 AM Shabnam Radio. The Imdadul Islamic Center presents a pre-Ramadan fundraising dinner on Saturday, March 26th from 5 p.m. 30 LePage Court in Dongsview. Come and enjoy a sumptuous dinner for only $25. Get your tickets now. Call Brother Abdul Rahman, 416-910-8954, or visit www.imdadulcenter.org. Call the masjid at 416-636-0044. Get your tickets now for only $25. Come, let's meet and greet with our friends and family as we await the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. Until then, assalamu alaikum.
Ahmad and Shala Jaffri, the team approved just for you, bringing you Designers and Bridal Expo on Saturday, March 19th and 20th at Mississauga Convention Center from 1 p.m. till 11 p.m.
Showcasing casual, formal and bridal wear, jewelry, fashion and beauty, even decor, exhibition sale, fashion show, food, music, variety of stalls, free admission and parking. Call Shala 647-273-2393.
Log on to eventsbyteamoftwo.com.
Hey, and get in on it. Those of you who would like to get your boot, of course, they're still taking applications. I'd call the team of two and register today.
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
Well, it's time now for the Hanuman Chalisa. And, you know, we look forward to presenting it, and there's so many of you who, in fact, look forward to hearing it. Again, you too could be part of the Chalisa every Saturday, as we promise to bring it every Saturday around this time. Today, it is being sponsored by the parents of the late Surin Ramkisun. Surin left us a couple of weeks ago. Last week, we mentioned this information. The funeral was on last Friday, March the 4th. Today, Auntie Gloria and Uncle Ram, as usual, they're sitting, relaxing, and of course, still missing their son. And I know they're still dealing with this great loss. However, whenever the Chalisa was on, they always sing it together. They chant it together indeed. And today, they would like to say thank you. Thank you to the so many people who reach out to them during this time of mourning. And those who dropped off, just sit with them, those who called on the telephone from far and wide, those who drop off food, those who came to the funeral. They have many, many good friends. Our brother Hussein Akbar Ali and his wife, we want to say welcome to the program, and I know that they're good friends. Krish and Sandra, they all want to say thank you to you guys and so many others. Of course, nothing could replace. I was speaking to her this morning and she was talking and her son was born in June and she said, Richard, I saw that picture you use on TV, you know, that he was born in June and we bundled him up and brought him home, and when we got home with him he was sweating. I remember that day, and we had to take off everything and let him relax and breeze out with some cool breeze. And now today they are mourning his loss. But they are people of faith. And I admire them really so much indeed. He's no longer with us. Surin Ramkisun, the son of Ram and Gloria Ramkisun. His loving brother Rajan Ramkisun. Want to also say thank you. He was the brother-in-law of Antara Ramkisun and uncle to Ayan and Jeevan. Today, they would like to sponsor the Hanuman Chalisa, and with the hope that it bring the blessing and comfort it did for them during this time of their great loss. Let's listen together. Compliments, Ram and Gloria Ramkisun, in loving memory of their son, the very young and loving Surin Ramkisun.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj निज मन मुकुर सुधारी बरनउ रघुबर बिमल जसु जो दायक फल चारी बुद्धिहीन तनु जानी के सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल हरहु कलेश विकार जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीश तिहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत रामा महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी सुमति निवार सुमति के संगी लाख वज्र ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजग बंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरि सिहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर सहारे रामचंद्र के काज सवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति की बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित अहिसा जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कभी को विद कही सके काते तुम उपकार सुप्री वही कीन्हा राम मिलाय राज पद दीन्हा तुम्हरो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लील्योताही मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मुद्रिका मेली मुख माही जल धिलांगी गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे देते राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे होत ना क्या बिनु पैसारे सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी शरणा तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना आपन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुनावे नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीरा संकट ते हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जोड़ावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है पर सिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे अष्ट सिद्धि नौनिधि के दाता अस वर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पाता सदा रहो रघुपति के दाता तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंतकाल रघुबरपुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई और देवता चित्त न धरई हनुमत से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंदी महा सुख होई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होय सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा की जय नाथ जय महडेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा
Hanuman Chalisa, indeed. I want to say thank you to Uncle Ram and his beautiful wife, our dear Auntie Gloria. I hope it helps rejuvenate you and make you feel like smiling again. Mom, this pain would never, never, ever go away. But, you know, I know your faith and your love for your family and would keep you moving forward. Uncle Ram, we love you guys so much. And I heard from Sandra and Krish, and they wish they could give you a big hug, a big tight hug. So listen, let me do that for you guys. Mwah! From Sandra and Krish, all right? Here we go with another one. We want to send this one out to Delcy, turning 25 today. Happy, happy birthday greetings are going out to you, Delcy, from your loving mama, Devika, not forgetting your daddy, Derry, who love you very much. And he too remember the day you came home, okay, 25 years ago. Your brother Derek and, of course, Denise and the entire family want to wish you a happy, happy birthday. Not forgetting your truly Uncle Richard. I picked out this beautiful one for you on your 25th birthday. Hope you remember me when you celebrate the next one, okay? Happy birthday, love, with lots of love. And coming again from Mommy, Devika, Daddy, Derek, Denise, and, hey, Auntie, and uncle from New York and Trinidad and all. I have a lovely song for a loving girl. Ma Jayambi Ma. Happy birthday, girl. Hey, stay tuned at 1:30. We're coming up with the news with Nico Dukey right here on Shabnam Radio.
Ma Jayambi Ma. जय दुर्गे माँ रक्षा करो माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ कृपा करो माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ
जहां करो माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ कृपा करो हो पहरा वाली जोता वाली ये ओ शेरा वाली शक्तिशाली ये माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ रक्षा करो माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ कृपा करो लगन है जरा न थकन है खुशी का खजाना तू मैं ललचाऊं घड़ी घड़ी आऊं दिल को बराना तू मन में लगन है जरा न थकन है खुशी का खजाना तू मैं ललचाऊं को बराना तू माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ रक्षा करो माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ कृपा करो ये सुहानी ठंडा ठंडा पानी तपन हरे मन की लगनी है दूरी होती ही है पूरी आशा ये जीवन की रुति ये सुहानी ठंडा ठंडा पानी तपन हरे मन की लगी नहीं दूरी होती ही है पूरी आशा ये जीवन की माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ रक्षा करो माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ कृपा करो हो पहरा वाली जोता वाली ये जय दुर्गे माँ रक्षा करो माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ कृपा करो
हैप्पी हैप्पी बर्थडे डेल्सी अगेन मे दुर्गा माँ कंटिन्यू टू ब्लेस यू एंड शावर यू विद ऑल योर डिजायर्स This is Shabnam Radio and it's now time for the news. Brought to you by Twilight Restaurant, 55 Nugget Avenue, Unit Number 12 in Scarborough. Looking for catering on-site or off-site, call them 416-754-6894. That's Twilight Restaurant. Sunil and his team is waiting to serve. And now, with the news, here is Nicole Dukey.
Welcome to your Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. In the headlines, police find a barrel of guns at a warehouse in Trinidad. 14,000 Guyanese to get housing. And more than 400,000 Cubans are affected by drought. With the details, I am Nicole Dukey. Police in Trinidad are investigating the discovery of a barrel containing firearms. The discovery was made on Tuesday at the Medway warehouse located at Old Southern Main Road, St. Mary's Village, Freeport. Officers found 9 AK-47 rifles, 8 AR-15 rifles, 2 pistols, 1,021 rounds of assorted ammunition, and 36 magazines. In some other news coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, Queen's Counsel Dennis Morrison has been appointed to lead a 3-member panel on the Commission of Inquiry into the incident at Paria Fuel Trading Company Limited in Trinidad. Energy Minister Stuart Young announced that Cabinet gave its approval for the commission.
They should examine and inquire into the scope of works issued by Paria for the exercise. They should ascertain the proposals and plans submitted by LMCS Limited to conduct the works at the material site. They should examine generally the policy, procedures, practices, conduct relating to the employees and organized labor for these types of maintenance exercises for Paria and for other companies likewise. They should identify the precise facts and circumstances which led up to and resulted in the loss of life and whether this was reasonable and justifiable in the particular circumstances. They will examine all of the decisions and actions taken after it became clear that the 5 LMCS Limited divers went missing. They will investigate the nature, extent and application of any standing orders, policy considerations, legislation or other instructions in dealing with the situation which gave rise to this incident. They will identify whether Paria and LMCS employed sufficient safeguards and measures to ensure the safety of its contracted employees, property and the prevention of the incident. They will determine the adequacy and mechanical integrity of equipment utilized by LMCS. They will determine the adequacy of LMCS's plans utilized for the operation. They will identify whether by act or omission, any identified or unidentified party directly or indirectly caused loss of life. They will examine the role played by Paria and LMCS through its respective units individually and collectively in dealing with this incident. And they will examine all other material circumstances leading up to and surrounding the incident that took place on February 25, 2022 that led to the tragic death of the 4 LMCS divers, continuing up to the recovery of their bodies.
The Commission of Inquiry was established to investigate the circumstances following the deaths of 4 divers in an underwater pipeline. The men were sucked in while working on the pipeline on February 25th. The Trinidad and Tobago Coast Guard officers who were involved in an incident with a Grenadian vessel have been sent on leave. That's according to the country's National Security Minister Fitzgerald Hines. He confirmed that an investigation has also been launched into the incident.
The Trinidad and Tobago Coast Guard interceptor crew involved in the incident has been removed from seagoing duties until the conclusion of the investigations. Further, the assistance of an independent investigatory body from the Defense Force Headquarters has been sought to carry out an in-depth investigation.
The crew on board the Grenadian vessel claimed that they were assaulted by the TT Coast Guard. This is the second incident involving officers of the Trinidad and Tobago Coast Guard in recent times. A few weeks ago, a Venezuelan child was also killed in a shooting at sea. A gruesome find was made at Toco Beach in Trinidad on Monday. This as a headless body was seen floating in the water. It was spotted by 2 people who were fishing at the time. The body was retrieved and was said to be that of a man. The victim was slim-billed, light brown in complexion, with a tattoo on his back. He was later identified as a Venezuelan national. And investors are told that TNT is equipped to meet their business needs. This comes from Trade and Industry Minister Paula Gopi-Schoon. She made the comments in her address to the TNT Business Forum at the 2020 Dubai Expo. Moving over to Guyana now, that country's Housing Minister Colin Crowell has announced that some 14,000 applicants will be served during the ministry's 2022 allocation drive. The announcement was made earlier this week during a community meeting. The minister noted that the ministry is actively trying to acquire lands in the Burma area for allocation. Region 5 currently has some 3,000 pending applications. Within the last 18 months, the ministry has received some 950 new applications from the region. The minister assured residents that under the ministry's 2023 work program, the provision will be made for infrastructure development in the new housing scheme. And Guyana's Agriculture Minister Zulfikar Mustafa assured rice farmers in Region 2 that the government is doing all it can to reduce costs in the rice industry. He was speaking during a meeting with the farmers ahead of the harvesting season in Region 2. The meeting was held to discuss the adverse effect the current drop in paddy prices is having on them. Minister Mustafa said the government is constantly speaking to the suppliers to reduce their costs so that the farmers can have more money in their pockets. He told them he had gotten the millers to agree to a price increase after a three-hour-long meeting. In some more news coming out of Guyana, President Dr. Irfan Ali has disclosed plans to develop and implement smart policing systems to improve the accessibility and efficiency of the force. This type of system would allow the strategic implementation of technology in the day-to-day operations of the Guyana Police Force. President Ali made these statements at the opening ceremony of the Police Officers' Annual Conference at the Arthur Chong Conference Center. He said while the police force has continued to work to reduce crimes systematically, it cannot be business as usual. President Ali noted that with Guyana on a fast growth trajectory, systems must be put in place to ensure the safety of Guyanese, visitors and persons interested in investing in Guyana. A man identified as Cross Eye has been found guilty by a 12-member jury of raping and brutally assaulting a 16-year-old girl in Guyana back in 2013. Cohen Arthur was on trial before Justice Priya Seenarayan Bihari at the Demerara High Court. The matter before the court was that on December 17, 2013, he sexually penetrated a teenager without her consent. The act also led to an assault on the teen, causing her bodily harm. After a two-hour deliberation, the jury returned with a 10-2 verdict on each charge, asserting him guilty in both. The case has been adjourned to April 11th. A probation report in favor of Arthur will be presented and sentencing will follow. You are listening to the Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. It's time now to take a look at more news from the Caribbean region. Jamaica plans to give 14 euros to the first 100,000 citizens who use its soon-to-be-launched Jamdex digital currency. In a Facebook post, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said those who activate digital wallets after the currency goes live would receive an incentive of 2,500 Jamaican dollars. Caribbean nations have emerged as leaders in issuing central bank digital currencies. A severe drought has left more than 400,000 people in Cuba without a water supply. President of the National Institute of Hydraulic Resources, Antonio Rodriguez, warned that the forecasts indicate that rainfall will be below average in March, April, and possibly in May. The island's reservoirs are filled with only 52% of their capacity, which represents some 815 million cubic meters of water, less than the average for those days. A letter was sent to the U.S. Virgin Islands legislator this week to request that they extend the territory's state of emergency for another 30 days. Director of Communications at Government House, Richard Motor, said that the request by Governor Albert Bryan is a follow-up to the extension of a national state of emergency granted by President Joe Biden last month. Having the SOE in place will allow the Bryan administration to keep and enforce restrictions on hospital and nursing home visits, travel portals for entry, as well as access to additional emergency medical personnel. And finally, the Grenada Police Force is expressing concerns over the number of murders recorded in the country for the year. In 2021, Grenada recorded a total of 5 murders. However, in the first quarter of 2022, there were 3 murders recorded. Commissioner of Police Edwin Martin described the killings as senseless. He is also concerned about the spike in youth violence.
And we are not at the end of the first quarter as yet. Nonetheless, we have recorded what I term 3 senseless, unnecessary killings of another. Recent videos of youthful indiscretions of violence against the elderly, the vulnerable, and among themselves is disturbing and concerning on many levels.
Commissioner Martin announced plans to work with school principals, staff, and parent-teacher associations to provide guidance, partnership, and support in curbing the problem.
However, we will also intensify, and you've probably observed that already, increased law enforcement activities in and around all sporting activities. We will engage schools to speak with the student population on the issue of violence and other law enforcement issues in a general context through our school liaison officers. We will revisit our training and double down on our briefing of our officers on the approach and strategies to better treat with emotionally charged situations.
And that was the voice of Grenada's Police Commissioner Edwin Martin. We have come to the end of this week's Caribbean News Roundup right here on Shubman Radio. My name is Nicole Dookie, inviting you to join us again next time where we keep you updated and informed on the latest developments in the Caribbean region.
And that's the news, brought to you by Twilight Restaurant. Visit them at 55 Nugget Avenue, Unit 12 in Scarborough. For all your catering needs, give them a call, 416-754-6894, or visit www.twilightrestaurant.com. Remember, you can order by and get delivery by Uber Eats, Skip the Dishes, DoorDash, and Twilight Delivery Service. Number again, 416-754-6894. And when there, check out their banquet facilities for all corporate events, anniversary, birthdays, weddings, and any special occasion. Sunil and his team anxiously awaiting to serve you. You're listening to Shubnam Radio. We take a short break and coming right back.
So you own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invites you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke. That's right. Check out Roti Roti. And of course, go see Ronnie. Ronnie, of course, is there right now. So don't forget, when you go ask for their smoked herring pie, it's delicious.
The boyfriend say he like it soft and spongy, nice and fluffy. But that is a far cry from your breads and cakes. So you ask Granny and Mommy for help. They slip you a pack of their magic touch. Chief baking powder. The chief reason is always taste.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatax Home Cooked Food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food, 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Ahmad and Shella Joffrey, the team up to just for you, bringing you designers and bridal expo on Saturday, March 19th and 20th at Mississauga Convention Center from 1 p.m. till 11 p.m.
Showcasing casual, formal and bridal wear, jewelry, fashion and beauty, even decor, exhibition sale, fashion show, food, music, variety of stalls, free admission and parking. Call Shella 647-273-2393.
Log on to eventsbyteamoftwo.com.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakal, Lapakal. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakal, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakal, Lapakal.
Visit Lapakal.com.
And don't forget, Lapakal now have boxes to Guyana. $20 only. Did I tell you that? Only $20. Up to 50, 70 pounds for $20. Right, Jean? As we continue, welcome if you're just joining us. Watch out, we have some great events coming up. Let's see, Masala TV is having a boat cruise. Listen, this one's going to be big. It's going to be sold out. Masala TV on the Enterprise 2000. I tell you, things are opening up, and I tell you, the events, they keep coming and coming. This is going to be a sold out event. You know that. On the 4th of June, as we get set, the celebration has started. Trinidad and Tobago's 60th anniversary as an independent nation, we're going to start the celebration. But I'll tell you more about that right after we talk to this sister to tell us about that big bridal fashion show coming up. Those of you who would like to take part and get a booth in there, apart from the free parking and entertainment, and there will be food on sale, lots of great exhibits. If you're looking for something nice to head out for that wedding, maybe as a guest or you yourself want to be the bride or the groom, listen up. She's coming up next. Another big event to tell you about is West Indian Friends at Care. Stay tuned. As we say hello to my sister, how are you today? Welcome to the program. What's the latest update for this big bridal fashion show coming up? It's at the 18th and 19th at the Mississauga Convention Center.
Well, Richard, thank you very much, and thank you. Thanks to the Shabnam Radio for my message throwing up everywhere to everyone. And I just wanted to give you good news that we are ready for 19th March and 20th March for Designers and Bridal Expo at Mississauga Convention Center. So I just want everyone to save these dates, 19th March and 20th March for Mississauga Convention Center. All the vendors are ready, but because of some restrictions, they loosened the restrictions. So we made some more spots available for vendor, for stall booking and sponsorship. So you can still call me for that, 647-273-2393, and you can go to my website, eventsbyteamof2.com. I just wanted to let you know that we will be waiting for you at the door. There is no admission fee charge, no parking you have to pay, and all set to go, and 2 days entertainment will be there on the stage all the time from 2 p.m. till 11 p.m. And vendors will be waiting for you, and we'll have a good fashion show there. Our sponsors are ready, and we will all see you there on March 20th and March 19th. And Shabnam Radio, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to promote this event, and it's working well. Thank you. Thanks
and,
a lot. Richard.
And if you could tell me again, because you run through that telephone number so quickly,
647-273-2393.
One more time,
647-273-2393. And we are looking one more restaurant to come and do halal restaurants to do the food sale as well, because we are just increasing the food court as well. And we are very excited, and the response from the people and the calls, so we are expecting a big crowd there. So 647-273-2393.
Get in on it, guys. Get in on it. This is going to be a big one indeed. Of course, the restrictions have now been lifted. But we, on the 19th and 20th, come on out. It's going to be free parking, no admission. Of course, live entertainment and the best fashion wear you would find anywhere. So not only the fashion, but when it comes to catering, for those of you looking for someone to plan your wedding, photographers, videographers, it all will be here. This is the biggest one for the year. Don't miss out. If you're planning on getting married even next year, this is the one. You want to start early. All right, so you have DJ services, lighting guys. Everybody will be there. So call now if you want to book a venue, a booth to display your goods or services. Call her now. My sister, thank you very much. We are counting down the days as we get set for the 19th and 20th. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Tiny Whiny.
Ahmed and Shella Joffrey, the team up to just for you, bringing you Designers and Bridal Expo on Saturday, March 19th and 20th at Mississauga Convention Center from 1 p.m. till 11 p.m.
Showcasing casual, formal and bridal wear, jewelry, fashion and beauty, even decor, exhibition sale, fashion show, food, music, variety of stalls, free admission and parking. Call Shella 647-273-2393.
Log on to eventsbyteamof2.com.
Hey, don't forget, Mr. Paradise is presenting two big shows. One of them would be the Raymond Ranarain coming up in May, but listen, the other one, it would be at two locations, East and West Edition. The Sweet Savita Singh is coming in together with Ramraji Prabhu, the Queen. Recently crowned the Chutney Soka Monarch Queen for 2022. Chutney to go. It's an Aries Bash. $40 advance ticket. Advance now. Get in on it. www.ticketgateway.com. Hey, there's a huge lineup of DJs will be there. Fresh Cut, Breakdog, In Style, KS Squad. Friday, April the 8th, doors open at 9 p.m. at Club Jack Rulers in the West End. That's 263 Queen Street. And coming to District Lounge. Everybody know District Lounge. Everybody's coming out here for the good food. $40 advance ticket. 1211 Kingston Road in Pickering. That's the 9th of April. Doors open at 9 again. Kenneth Salick will not be coming on this one. Kenneth Salick getting a little too big for his pants. You know, these artists, I really, really sometimes wonder. When you try to work and help them out, this guy had done a drop, had committed. I think an airline ticket was also purchased. But he's also coming with another show a week before, which is a breach of the contract, really. Nevertheless, so he was only coming to do two songs, you know what I mean? But Ram Rajiv Prabhu will be there to sing and sing and sing. And you know, Sweet Sadvita. Come on, get your ticket, www.ticketgateway.com. And coming up on the 4th of June, aboard the Enterprise 2000, the Masala TV boat cruise, celebrating 60th anniversary of Trinidad and Tobago. It's a red, white and black event aboard the Enterprise 2000. Boarding time is 8 p.m., departing at 9 p.m. sharp. $60 for the tickets, and that's a seal of a deal, which includes food provided by Caribbean Cabana Starlight Restaurant Family. Get your tickets now. Get your tickets now. Call 647-761-3388. That's 647-761-3388. Or call Mr. Gary Khan, Masala TV. Gary Khan, 416-691-6919. That's 416-691-6919. Call now. Get your tickets, guys. Ready for you. Yes, you heard me, it's June the 4th aboard the Enterprise. Lots of fun on that one. $60 only. Thank you.